This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagram. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects worth around 13,000 crore rupees at Gaya in Bihar. The projects belong to multiple sectors including power, road, health, urban development and water supply. Mr. Modi also flagged off Amrit Bharat Express train between Gaya and Delhi and Buddhist Circuit train between Vaishali and Koderma, which will give a boost to tourism and religious travel across key Buddhist sites in the region. The Prime Minister also symbolically handed over keys to a few beneficiaries as part of the Grah Pravesh ceremony of 12,000 rural beneficiaries under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin and over 4,000 beneficiaries under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban. The Supreme Court modified its earlier directions for capture and complete relocation of stray dogs in the Delhi NCR region. In a fresh order, the three-judge bench of Justices Vikram Nath, Sandeep Mehta and N.V. Anjaria directed that stray dogs picked up must be released in their own territory after sterilization and immunization, except those infected with rabies or exhibiting aggressive behavior. The Justice Nath-led bench emphasized the creation of dedicated feeding spaces for stray dogs while restricting public feeding. Expanding the scope of proceedings beyond Delhi NCR, the apex court implored all union territories and state governments for creation of a pan-India policy on stray dogs and proposed transferring to itself similar petitions pending in various high courts.
न्यायमूर्ति विक्रम नाथ की अध्यक्षता वाली पीठ ने कहा कि आवारा कुत्तों को भोजन देने के लिए अलग से जगह बनाई जाए और सार्वजनिक रूप से भोजन न दिया जाए। पीठ ने आवारा कुत्तों पर एक अखिल भारतीय नीति बनाने के लिए सभी केंद्र शासित प्रदेशों और राज्य सरकारों को पक्षकार बनाया है। विभिन्न उच्च न्यायालयों में लंबित ऐसी सभी याचिकाएं सर्वोच्च न्यायालय में स्थानांतरित करने का प्रस्ताव रखा। पीठ ने आवारा कुत्तों को हटाने में बाधा डालने वाले किसी भी संगठन या समूह के खिलाफ कड़ी कानूनी कार्रवाई के अपने पूर्व निर्देश में कोई बदलाव नहीं किया। समाचार कक्ष से वैष्णवी।
NDA MPs today met and felicitated Vice Presidential Candidate CP Radhakrishnan in New Delhi. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi, Manohar Lal, Arjun Ram Meghwal, Harsh Malhotra and MPs from Delhi, Haryana and Rajasthan extended their best wishes to Radhakrishnan ahead of the Vice Presidential election. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. The scrutiny of the nominations will take place today. In Kochi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said BJP would secure 25% seats in the upcoming local body elections in Kerala. He also expressed strong confidence about the performance of the BJP in assembly elections to be held next year. The union minister was inaugurating the development summit organized by Malayala Manorama newspaper in Kochi today. On developmental issues of the state, he urged to explore all the possibilities available in front of Kerala. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla today called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Group Captain Shukla shared his experiences in space with the President. Group Captain Prashant Balakrishnan Nair and Group Captain Punyash Lok Biswal, along with Chairman ISRO and Secretary, Department of Space, Dr. V. Narayanan and Director, Human Space Flight Center, Dinesh Kumar Singh, were also present on the occasion. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan has said that India's first uncrewed mission of the Gaganyaan human space flight mission, G-1, is expected to conduct its first test flight in December this year with the half-humanoid robot Vyomitra. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Narayanan said that Gaganyaan is progressing well as 80% or around 7,700 tests have been conducted so far. He added that the remaining 2,300 tests will be completed by March next year. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India has been a strong supporter of women's participation and integration into UN peacekeeping missions. Mr. Singh said this while interacting with the women military officers of the United Nations in New Delhi today. He said the government is also strengthening policy to encourage women's participation in the country's armed forces and peacekeeping contingents, ensuring they have equal opportunity to lead and serve. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.